This recording is provided by Times Square Church in New York City. You're welcome to make additional copies for free distribution to friends. All other unauthorized duplication or electronic transmission is a violation of copyright and other applicable laws. This recording cannot be posted on any website. However, written permission to link to the Times Square Church homepage may be requested by emailing info@timesquarechurch.org. Other recordings are available by calling 1-800-488-0854 or by writing to Times Square Church Tape Ministry, 1657 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019.
It is a privilege for me to be here this morning to worship with my sisters of
Burundi.
To know that our hearts are one in Jesus Christ.
No kumenya neza yuko imitima yacu igizwe umwe muri Kristo Yesu.
I thank the honorable ladies and the dignitaries that are among us.
Ndakengurukiye abanyacubahiro b'abakenyezi bari hagati yacu.
I thank the pastor and I thank all those that have organized this meeting.
Ndakengurukiye pastori, ndakengurukiye n'abateguye iki gikorane bose.
May you know a mighty move of God in this place. May this meeting be the beginning of a great thing in God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We, the visitors from New York, did not choose to come to Burundi. It is God who chose to come and visit Burundi at this time. It is God who has chosen you at this time. His spirit is over your land. And God says to you today, you have an open heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
We have come in obedience to God and because our heart is knit with you. But it is God who will do a mighty work among every open heart. I have heard it said that Burundi is the heart of Africa. And the heart of the body is the seat of the life. And God wants to bring life to Burundi as an example to all of Africa.
Imana igomba kuzana ubugingo mu Burundi nk'akarorero kuri Afrika yose.
Hallelujah. The Lord wants to show Africa what a living heart beats like. Do not think yourself too small. Do not think yourself that God cannot use you mightily. For God hears the cry of the humble.
Amen.
God hears your voice. God longs to hear your voice. God wants to answer your prayers. But, hallelujah.
Amen.
But most of all, the Lord wants you to believe Him. The Lord wants you to believe Him. Do not limit God. Do not limit the power and the love of Jesus Christ in your heart.
kurukundo n'ubasha bwa Kristo ni mu byashobora gukora.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we will open our heart when God visits us.
Ireka rero twugurure imitima yacu kuko Imana itugendeye.
He will do a mighty thing to glorify his name.
Igiye gukora igitangaza gihesha icyubahiro izina ryayo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Burundi, you are at a midnight hour.
Burundi bugeze mu ijoro ryo hagati mu ijoro. Muri muntu rinde.
Do you know what a midnight hour is?
Mega murazi ijoro cyaricyo.
A midnight ijoro. The midnight hour.
Nukuvuga ko saa sita z'ijoro
is the place where 10 seconds ago it was an old day.
Niho amasegonda tangura uyu munsi ukabutanguye kuzunguruka.
But 10 seconds from now it is a new day.
Kandi amasegonda 10 gusarenze ubutanguye umunsi musha.
You are in a midnight hour.
Twebwe rero tugeze muri saa sita z'ijoro.
The division
ni nukwerekwa
between an old day
nukwerekwa umunsi uheze
and a new day of the Lord upon you.
Numunsi musha ubuji kuri wewe.
Do you believe this?
Mbega murizera ibyo?
Does the Holy Spirit tell you this is truth?
Mbega mwemu yera ariko arakwemeza yuko ibyo ari ibyo kuri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you would turn with me to Luke 13.
Eka twugure Bibiliya zacu Luka 13.
We want to look at the life of a woman of God.
Tugomba turabe ubugingo bw'umukenyezi yubaha Imana.
And I'm just going to paraphrase this.
Ndaza kubivuga mu majambo.
And it tells us that Jesus was teaching in the temple on a Sabbath day. And there was a woman there who had a spirit of infirmity.
Eighteen
years she had a spirit of infirmity. And she was bowed down with her face to the ground. And in no way could she lift herself up. But verse says, but when Jesus saw her, but when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. He called her to him. And he said unto her, he said, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her. He touched her life. And immediately, she was made straight. She stood with power and with dignity. She was valued because he set his love on her. And this woman was given power to glorify God. This woman was given power to see God in his glory. This woman was given power to glorify God from a satisfied heart. This woman was not invisible to Jesus. Many might not have seen her. But she was not invisible to him. But because she was bowed down, she did not know that Jesus was looking at her.
Ariko kubera yaracishijwe bugufa yicaye hasi ntiyamenye ko Yesu ari hari.
Because of the pain, because of the anger, because of what, in her life, she was bowed down to the earth.
Kubw'umubabaro, kubw'ingorane zari zamukinyije hasi.
And the interesting thing is that she's in the house of God.
Ariko kandi cyiza muri ibyo nuko yari mu ngoro y'Imana.
Jesus called her a daughter of Abraham.
Yesu aramuhamagara amubwira ati mukobwa wa Abraham.
This woman who was bowed down,
uwo mukenyezi yaracishijwe bugufa aremewe n'ingorane,
was a woman of faith.
Yari umukenyezi yubaha Imana.
And she is a picture of how we as women can come to church.
Nigicapo nikimenyamenya tingenye twemwebwe abakenyezi mushobora kuza mwishengero.
And we can come into the presence of God.
Tukaza imbere y'Imana.
But for a long time we may be bowed down and not seeing the power of God in our lives.
Ariko igihe kirekire tukaba ducinyijwe n'ingorane nitubone ububasha bw'Imana.
But Jesus has never taken his eyes off us.
Ariko Yesu Kristo ntarigera kura amaso yiwe kuri twebwe.
We may not see him, but he has never stopped looking at us.
Dushobora kutamubona ariko we ntarigera kura amaso yiwe kuri twebwe. Amen.
All she knows right now,
icyo yarazi gusa,
is she is powerless to lift herself up.
Nuko atabubasha yarafise yari munyantegege.
She knows that there are things in her life she cannot change herself.
Yarazi neza yuko hari ibintu mu bugingo bwiwe adashoboye na gatoyi guhindura.
She has come to the place in her walk of faith that she knows unless God do something, it will not be done.
Yari yashitse ku rugezo rwiwe mu ngendo yiwe ko Imana atakikoze wewe atacashoboye na gatoyi gukora.
And Jesus speaks to this woman.
Yesu avugana n'uwo mukenyezi.
He looks at her.
Aramuraba.
And he puts his hand upon her.
Ashyira ikiganza cyiwe kuri we.
At his time.
Ashyira umwanya wiwe.
He calls her.
Aramubarira ati.
To himself.
Amwamara ati ngo kuri.
And he puts his hand on her heart.
Amushyira ku kiganza cyiwe.
He puts his hand on her mind.
Ashyira ku kiganza mu bwenge bwiwe.
He puts his hand on her spirit.
Ashyira ikiganza cyiwe no ku mwemwe.
And he says, woman, thou art loosed.
Abarira ati mukenyezi urabohotse.
You are free from a spirit of infirmity.
Ubu imhemu y'ubumuga ikuvuye ko.
I know you have a long time been in my house.
Ndazi kumaze igihe kirekire mu ngoro yanjye.
But today,
ariko uyu munsi,
immediately,
ubu nyene,
I say you are loosed.
Ndavuze nti urabohotse.
You think you don't deserve this.
Wibaza ko utabereye ibyo.
You think it's too heavy for me to touch.
Wibaza ko bigoye cyane ko ndagukorako.
You have lost the power to believe me for a miracle.
Warabuze intege zo kunyizigira ko nshobora kugukorera igitangaza.
But I say to you this day, you woman, you are free and you are loosed by my hand.
Ariko ndakubariye mukenyezi uyu munsi ukiganza cyanje kirakubohoye.
What was Jesus talking about when he said you are loosed from a spirit of infirmity?
Yes, yari kavugana nawe aturabohotse imhemu y'ubumuga.
What was upon her heart and her mind and her spirit that she got freed from?
Itari mu mutima wiwe mu bwenge bwiwe mu mubiri wiwe yacyaje kumuvako.
What was it that she walked a long time in the house of God and in the presence of God, but today she was freed from?
Mbega nigiki yagenda nyigihe kirekire akaba mu ngoro y'Imana afite icyo kintu cyamuvuye ko uwo mwanya.
Jesus said it was a spirit of infirmity.
Yes, yavuze ngo yari mpemu y'ubumuga.
But what is a spirit of infirmity?
Mbega impemu y'ubumuga ni iki?
A spirit,
impemu,
is the very essence of a person.
Nicyo kintu nyamukuru kigize umuntu.
It is where the power to think on God and where the power to believe God, where the power of God lives in us, where the power to receive Jesus and His promises dwells in us. Infirmity means literally without strength. Infirmity means without strength. In the Greek, it means without strength. And Jesus is saying to this woman,
yes,
I know in your spirit there has been a weakness to really believe me. I know there has been a weakness to believe I will deliver you. I know you want to love me. But there's been a weakness to receive my love for you. I know you want to obey me. But there has been a weakness to obey me. I know you have believed me a little. But I know that there has been a weakness to believe me greatly. But Jesus says,
yes, avugati,
woman,
mukenyezi,
this day,
uyu munsi,
I loose you.
Ndakubohoye.
From every place that you are without strength. I break the bonds of unbelief in you this day. I break the power of fear in you this day. I have chosen this day to visit you. I have chosen this day to visit your damaged heart. I have chosen this day to break the power of sin in you. I have chosen this day to move my hand against the unforgiveness and the unbelief. Before you believed me a little, but this is your day of my power coming upon
you.
In the old day, you had a little strength to believe me. But this day I put my hand upon you. And I will break the power of unbelief. I will break the spirit of weakness in your soul. I will visit your mind with my power and my strength. Woman,
mukenyezi,
this day
uyu munsi,
you are loosed from your weakness.
Uyu munsi urabohowe intege nke zawe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
God said, I chose this day. I chose you today. Don't say, I am too weak to receive this. Look, that's the old day. That was in the old day. Jesus has chosen to come to you this day. He says you're loose from your weakness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The lady who led me to the Lord, she had a very hard marriage. And after 30 years of marriage,
bamaze imyaka 30 bubatse,
her husband left her.
Umugabo wiwe acaramuta.
He left her without money.
Amutata faranga musigaranye.
He left her after breaking her heart.
Amusiga atabuye umutima wiwe.
He was repeatedly unfaithful to her.
Guko yarumwizigirwa kuri we.
The children were hurt because of this man.
Abana barakomeretswa n'uwo mugabo ataye urugo.
And 2 months ago,
amezi abiri aheze gusa,
this woman of faith,
uwo mukenyezi yubaha Imana,
this woman that led me to Christ,
wa mukenyezi yandongoreye kumenya umwami Yesu,
looked at me with very bitter eyes,
yarandaze afise umubabaro mu maso,
and speaking of her husband, she said to me,
ariko avuga kuvyereke umugabo wiwe arambarira ati,
this man ruined my life.
Ati, uyu mugabo yarononye ubugingo bwanje.
This man ruined my life.
Uyu mugabo yarononye ubugingo bwanje.
Now this lady knows the scriptures.
Uwo mukenyezi arazi neza ibyanditswe byera.
There is not one thing I can tell her that she does not already know about the word of God.
Nakimwe nari kumubarira cyo byanditswe byera atazi.
But the Spirit of God came upon me and gave me a word for her. It's not that we don't know the Word of God. But we need to be quickened by the Holy Spirit to make this Word power in our
lives.
And I looked at this woman.
Ndaraba uwo mukenyezi.
And I told her, your husband does not have the power to ruin your life.
Ndamubwira nti umugabo wawe nta bubasha afite bwo konona ubugingo bwawe.
You have given your life to another.
Wewe ni wahaye ubugingo bwawe uyundi.
He has the power over your life.
Uwo nawe afite ububasha ku bugingo bwawe.
The Lord has the power over your life.
Umwami arafite ububasha ku bugingo bwawe.
When we are in Christ,
turi muri Kristo Yesu,
there is no ruined life.
Nta bugingo bwononekaye bubamwo.
When we call on the life of Christ,
igihe duhamagaye ububasha bwa Kristo,
He says, I save you from ruin.
Arakubwira ati nagukijije nguve mu kononekara.
This man does not have the power to ruin your
life. Uwo mugabo rero nta bubasha afite bwo kukonona.
Now look to your Jesus who will restore your life.
Raba Yesu Kristo utumutumbirize kwa maso washoboye kugukiza.
You see, she had given her former husband the power over her life and mind and emotions.
Yari yahaye umugabo wiwe ububasha bw'umutima wiwe n'ikigumbagumba ciwe.
But the Spirit of God came on her. When she understood that it was Jesus who has her life in His hands. And she was given strength. She was given strength in her weakness.
To
believe that God loved her.
And that
God would not forsake her.
Kandi kw'Imana itazokwigera imuta.
And though her burden seemed heavy,
naho imitwaro yari yikoreye yari iremeye cyane,
his eye was upon her.
Amaso yiwe y'Imana yari kuri we.
And he told her, woman, thou art loosed.
Aravuga ati, ewe mukenyezi urabohotse.
You are loose from the fear of tomorrow.
Urabohotse ubwo bwo bufite bwa kazoza.
You are loose from the fear of what will become of my children.
Urabohotse ubwo bwoba bw'ingene abana babo bazobaho.
For the Lord said to her, I am with you.
Kuko Imana yamubariye iti ndi kumwe nawe.
Give me your bitterness.
Muwo mubabaro.
Give me your anger.
Wawe.
Give me your broken heart.
Wawe.
Give me your failure.
Numbe aho wananiwe.
For this is the hour I will turn your weakness to my strength.
Kuko, ukincho gihe, ngomba guhindu, nintege ngezawe, zihindu kingomezi.
We are women who are loosed.
Turi abakenyezi babohotse.
From the spirit of fear and weakness.
Babohowe imhemu y'ubumuga n'iy'ubwoba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, when you and I are in the valley of fear,
igihe twe nawe turi mu mwonga w'igitutu cy'ubwoba, umwonga w'ubwoba.
When you and I are having a hard time to believe God,
igihe twe nawe wewe nanje dufise ingorane zo kwizera Imana,
Jesus will visit us at that moment.
Yesu azotugendera muri ico gihe nyene.
And he will speak to you in a way that you will understand it.
Azovugana nawe mu buryo ushobora gutahura ibyo avuze.
When I travel your country, I am astounded how beautiful it is. It is a beautiful country. And God speaks to me.
Imana yavuganye nanje.
This is how I want to make the heart of the women of Burundi beautiful like this.
Atuku ikihugari cyiza niko ngomba ku mitima y'abakenyezi b'i Burundi iba myiza.
Amen. God says to me, what you see on the outside, that's what I want to do on the inside for the women of Burundi.
Ibyuri kurabona byiza hanze mu Burundi nibyo ngomba gukora mu mitima y'abarundi.
And when you and I get to the place that we know there is nothing in ourselves to lift ourselves up,
igihe twe nawe tumaze kumenya neza yuko ko ata kintu na kimwe kiri muri twebwe cyo tuma twishyira hejuru.
When you and I know we've been brought to the place of an impossibility,
igihe twe nawe tumenye neza yuko twashikanywe ahantu bidashoboka,
a place that is impossible to love,
ahantu bidashoboka kushobora gukunda,
a place that's impossible to forgive,
ahantu utagishobora guharira,
a place that's impossible to hope,
ahantu utagifite ibyizigiro.
Jesus says, I will visit you.
Yes, yavuze ngo ngomba ndakugendere.
At that moment, I will visit you.
Muri icyo gihe nzokugendera.
At the moment of your greatest weakness, I will visit you.
Mu gihe uri intege nke zabaye nyinshi, mu gihe cy'intege nke nyinshi cyane, nzokugendera.
And I will tell you, believe me.
Ndakubwira nti nyizere.
Now you are loosed from this weakness.
Nyizere uyu munsi kurabohotse iyo mpemu. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we can experience this every day.
Kandi dushobora kubibaho umunsi ku munsi.
We can experience his power over our weakness every day.
Turashobora kumva ububasha bw'Imana mu ntege nke zacu ku munsi ku munsi.
Jesus says, every time you give me your weakness, I'll give you my strength. Every time you give me your failure and you give me your sin, I will give you my forgiveness and cleansing.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Now, of course, the enemy will try to tell you, you've not been set free. Because have you noticed, every time Jesus speaks, the enemy speaks. And in this parable, the Pharisee says, Jesus, you should not have worked on the Sabbath. In this story, the Pharisees are offended that Jesus touched this woman. And the enemy will come and say, you can't be loosed. You have not been loosed by his power. You're not good enough.
You haven't
worked hard enough. You haven't prayed enough. You haven't loved enough. You haven't read the word enough. Oh no, but the strength of this story is that Jesus chose to visit her in her weakness. It was not her good works that brought the favor of God upon her. It was her need and it was her weakness that brought the love and power of Jesus to her. The Pharisee said, Jesus, you shouldn't work on this day. And I hear Jesus say, this woman is not work to me. This woman is not a work for me. This woman is not a duty to me. This woman is not a chore to me. She's not work for me. She's my delight. She is my delight. I love to call her to me. And I love to love her to hold me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the devil might come and say, you know, you can know the power of God a little in your life.
Satan ashobora kukuza kakakubera ati ego urashobora kuronka udukomeza dukeye.
But I mean, you married the wrong man, so you can't know the greatness of your God.
Agashobora kukubera ati warongowe n'umugabo mubi kuburyo utazoshobora kumenya ukunengesera kw'Imana.
I called you to The devil will tell you, I called you to a great spiritual work, but look who you're married to, and look what you have to face in your life. The devil will try to steal our victory, and he'll say our circumstances, who you're married to.
Zatani ashobora kuza kukwira inzinzi yawe, kuko akwere ati, rabo waro umwarongo yangira meze.
I can't be all I should be living in this place. That's a lie. That's a lie. You see, Jesus is going to put a spirit of prayer on you. Jesus is going to loose you from the fear of the future. You are going to be given strength to trust God. You are going to be given strength to believe God. You are going to love everyone in your household. And it shall be well with you. The end shall be well with you. You may say, my children have suffered. And Jesus is going to come and loose you from the power of regret. He's going to loose you from the fear today. You are going to stand at your feet. And you are going to believe God. Because He visits you. Because He visits you. Don't make promises to God. Don't make promises to God. You can't keep them. Believe the promise God tells you. This day, I am loosing you from your weakness. I am loosing you from the fear.
And
you will stand and believe me. You will say, I'm a woman, how can I serve God? How can I serve God in a great way? You know, on the earth, there is an earthly power. And there can be a physical power. But my sisters, there is also a spiritual power.
Hariho nububasha bwo mujyo bw'imuhemu.
That is the greatest power.
Ubwo nibwo bubasha usomba ubundi bubasha.
And every believer, man, woman, or child, Jesus invites us to move into his kingdom. And we move into a spiritual kingdom. And God says, I give you a capacity to believe me.
Yes, I give you a capacity to believe me.
And there is a spiritual authority
kandi aho niho hari ububasha bwo mu buryo bw'imperemo
to those who have God's ear.
Kuri bariya bafite amatwi nka Imana igomba.
You have been given God's ear.
Mwahawe amatwi y'Imana.
Do you speak to him?
Mbega muvugana nayo?
Do you talk to him?
Mbega uravugana n'Imana?
You've been given power to change.
Wahawe ububasha bwo guhindura.
You have been given power to change from day to day. Where the love increases
and the anger
decreases. Where the compassion increases and the unforgiveness decreases. We've been given power to change in Christ. You have been given spiritual authority over the enemy. Every time you say, I believe Christ, Jesus, I'm going to trust you now to change me and to hear my prayer, you will serve God in an unbelievable way.
Uzokorera Imana mu buryo budasanzwe.
The more your heart is free,
igihe umutima wawe uzobohoka,
the more freedom you bring.
Urugeze umutima wawe uzobohoka, niko rugeze uzogiye umwitegemzo.
The more your heart is made free,
igihe umutima wawe ubohotse,
the more freedom you bring into your land. The more light you bring into your land. You have been given power. Because a woman has been given a mighty heart to love.
Kuko Imana yahaye umukenyezi umutima ukomeye wo gukunda.
God gave a woman a mighty heart to love.
Imana yahaye umukenyezi umutima wagutse wo gukunda.
And God will visit you with his strength this day.
Imana rero kugendera uyu munsi mu nkomezi zayo.
And this day,
uyu munsi rero,
you are being loosed.
Urabohotse.
To love as never before.
Kugira ngo ukunde ukutigeze gukunda ukunda.
But only in the power of Christ.
Ariko kandi gusa mu rukundo mubasha bw'Imana.
Woman, this day you are loosed.
Mukenyezi uyu munsi urabohotse.
This hour.
Iyisaha.
This hour in your nation.
Iyisaha mu gihugu cyanyu.
You are free women in Jesus Christ.
Mukenyezi bitegembye uyu munsi.
You are free.
Muri tegenza.
You are free in Jesus.
Muri tegenza muri Kristo Yesu.
Believe him.
Nimumuveko.
You are loosed.
Murabohotse.
The weakness has fallen from you.
Inkomi integenge.
Stand with me.
Bakorote kuri mwebwe.
Stand with me.
Hagarana nanje.
Stand with me.
Reka duhaguruke. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Duhaguruke.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are some here.
Hariho bamwe ngaha.
You need to be loose from sin.
Mukeneye kubohogwa ibyaha.
We are going to take 1 minute.
Tugomba gufata umwanya umunota umwe gusa.
And God will show you what you must confess to him.
Imana yakwereka icyo ukwiye kwihana icyo ari cyo.
And the blood of Jesus will break the power of sin in your life. Freely tell him what is the problem. And Christ will forgive you. Just for a few seconds. Let us be quiet before him. Lord, every struggle, every sin we give to you.
Mana, uyu iyi ntambara y'icyaha ndayigushikaniye.
Lord, we admit we are bowed to the ground and cannot see heaven.
Mana tuwabona tuwakuremeye ko ducingijwe n'iyisi tutabona hiyo mwijuru.
But we've heard your word this day.
Ariko twumvise ijambo ryawe uyu munsi.
That we are loosed.
Ko tubohotse.
And we are free.
Kandi kutwidegembya.
From sin.
Kutwidegembya kucaha.
The power of sin.
N'ububasha bwacu.
And the penalty of sin.
N'ingaruka yacu.
Thank you.
Wakoze.
We accept it.
Turakuzemeye.
I accept it.
Ndazemeye mwami.
I accept your forgiveness.
Ndazemeye kumpariye.
I accept your forgiveness.
Nakiri uguharirwa kwawe.
Thank you for loving me.
Urakoze ko wankunze.
Thank you for loving me to wholeness.
Urakoze ko wankunze cyane.
Thank you, Jesus.
Urakoze mwami Yesu.
It's a new day now.
N'uyu munsi n'umunsi mushya.
You are visiting me with your strength.
Uri kurangendera.
And I leave your love changed.
Kandi ndagomba kubugingo bwanje buhinduka.
I leave this church changed.
Mbanze muri iri sengero nahindutse.
I shut down the voice of the enemy.
Ndugariye hanze amajwi ya wa mubi.
That says I am not loosed.
Ambarira yuko ntabohotse.
For your word says to me, Jesus.
Kuko ijambo ryawe rirambarira mwami Yesu.
Whom the Son sets free.
Ngo umwana ahariye.
Is free indeed.
Umwana bohoye abohoka
bikuri. I lift my hands.
Reka amako yanje.
As a sign of my freedom.
Ngikimenyetso cyo kumwidegembya.
I am not a slave to sin in Jesus Christ.
Singiri umuja w'icyaha ndi muri Kristo Yesu.
I am not a slave to sin in Jesus Christ.
Singira umuja w'icyaha kuko ndi muri Kristo Yesu.
Thank you for setting me free this day.
Urakoze kumbariye mwami Yesu.
And visiting my weakness with
you. Kandukabungendeye mu ntegenke zanje.
This day.
Uyu munsi.
I believe you.
Ndakwizeye.
And it shall be well with me.
Kandi bizongendera neza.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This is the conclusion of the message.